Joseph.
Joe, warn the chiefs.
Ohms. Ohms.
Ohms. Ohms.
I don't know.
Things are going to hell, aren't they?
Knock it off. Just a couple of guys sorting out some things. Now we're going to find a familiar street soon.
I'd settle for a familiar borough.
I think we're near John Philip Sousa.
That was our junior high school. Aren't we, Grim?
Not unless there's been an H-bomb mishap since prom.
No, it's not evil spirits. It's just rain. Rain. Fine. Try and kill it. Children.
What about your boss, Der Fuhrer? I thought he was waiting to take possession.
All in good time. When I'm finished with Jones, do you realize what the Ark is? It's a transmitter. It's a radio for speaking to God. And it's within my reach.
You want to talk to God? Let's go see him together. I've got nothing better.
Go ahead. It's okay. You can admit it. You miss them dumbasses, and that's exactly why they back. Just to fill your empty, meaningless life with a half hour of empty, meaningless shit. It's once again time for the horrifying auditory spectacle that is the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour. Awesome casting semi-live from Studio D Chevalier, which is just a fancy-ass name for the back room of someone's house. It's Heather Knight, Jason Ozan, Justin Carmichael, Colin Burton, and your ringmaster for the Circus of Stupidity, Derek Knight, with the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour.
You two are just dumping a bag of hammers.
I think if I'm a ringmaster, I need a nice top hat. Like a nice beaver felt top hat. I'm not, you can't talk yet. Try it now.
I said and a little mustache.
And a little mustache, yeah. No, I shaved the mustache off because, stashes were becoming cool, so I had to fight the grain, you know?
Is
to
go that against what,
yeah. So Colin Burton from fizzleandpop.com, as per usual.
Hello, everybody.
Sitting right here in front of me, slightly to my right, my sister Heather.
Hello.
Hi, how are you anyway?
Oh, peachy.
Jason Ozant from RedRumRadio.com.
Hey, everybody.
And Justin the Jew Wario Carmichael, who has in his hands, is that spoils of being the KokuGamer.com Nintendo editor, or is that just something you bought yourself as a congratulatory gift?
That's just something I bought because it's a cool little toy.
And why don't you tell the kids what you have, what are you fondling with your right hand?
My Nintendo DSi XL.
Okay, so there's a lot of letters there. The Nintendo DSi XL.
The DS, everybody knows the DS.
A lot of people are familiar with the DS, so what's cool about the DSi? What's the really cool DSi? What does it do?
The DSi is internet.
And then the DSi
It also
XL.
Has pictures
that you can take.
And the DSi XL is an extra large screen.
Wow, look at you. So, and as Jason told me, in the world of DS, that's like a 42-inch big screen.
they're huge. So it's 92% bigger.
Wow, that is a significant amount of big. And you're also, and I didn't even notice this, and I don't know how I didn't notice this. I didn't even think that they made girl shoes that size.
They do this. They do. They were on sale at Hot Topic.
You are wearing low top Converse Chuck Taylors, and they're pink.
And they're pink, baby. They're hot.
I'll tell you
pink.
What. No, I mean anybody that can rock the pink is definitely comfortable with themselves. So.
The only way they could have been better is high tops.
I know,
but that's okay.
I always wore the high top Chucks. I was a big Chucks fan before Chucks became cool, and now I wear PF Flyers.
I had Broncos orange ones, and I've still got them someplace, but they're all grungy all the hell. I had a pair of
yellows when I was growing up, a couple pairs, I think black when I was in high school, but now I have PF Flyers, and I actually wear the PF Flyers when I play baseball.
Really?
I've got leather PF Flyer cleats,
wow.
If you can believe that. Yeah, I wore them for an entire season because I had bought a new pair of some real high-end cleat.
Mm-hmm.
And they hurt my feet. They were too narrow, so I went back to the PF Flyers.
Well, see, we were...
And people were making so much fun of me, like the opposing catchers. I'd step into the batter's box, and like, what the fuck are you wearing? What is this, the Sandlot? And I'm like, yes, they're PF Flyers. Shut the fuck up. And then I hit a double. So that's the only way to shut people up is to actually hit the ball. Otherwise, otherwise you're just the fat kid wearing the stupid shoes.
We were always the fat kid wearing the stupid shoes that can hit. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, when you're poor, you got nothing else to do. You know, you've got. My best place was to pay less. You know, I always got the $20 Payless shoes. So actually getting some special shoes on sale.
Right. Yeah.
You know,
it's a nice feeling. Zappos.com is where I shop a lot of the times because
Zappos.com
because they offer free shipping both ways. So if it doesn't fit when it gets there, you can ship it back for free.
And they have fast shipping.
And another nice thing about Zappos, you know, we really need to get sponsors because we're talking about all this shit for free. But
that's why we're taking, you know, we like the place.
Yes, we do. I love Zappos because you can search by size. So I can just search by my size and it'll show me everything that's available. Like my blue suede shoes, Zappos. My wingtips, Giorgio Brutini, Zappos. My New Balance, Zappos.
Getting shoes for my son requires
Zappos.
Yeah, because his feet are so freaking huge.
Giant, this kid.
Was it like size 14?
He's up to 16.
He's how big now? Jesus Christ.
I know.
He's how tall? 6'8"?
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, he's a massive Goliath.
Wow.
Yeah. They call him a gentle giant, right?
I don't know what they call him. But
I call him Thag the Caveman.
Yes.
Thag no like sports. Thag like Reed.
Yeah.
Thag like stone tablet.
Thag use brain, not
Thag
brawn.
Thag use brain. Yeah. Thag run head into smoke detector. It's too low.
Thag only pawn in game of life.
Pretty much. Yeah. So yeah, Zappos.com, one of my favorite places to shop.
Do you think they have 14.5 women's size... Because that's what he found out. Women's size.
You know who sells a lot of Chuck Taylors is actually musiciansfriend.com, ironically enough. They do sell Chuck Taylors at Musician's Friend for that rock and roll lifestyle, I guess.
There's actually a practical reason for that. They're the most comfortable shoes for drummers to wear.
Because you can feel the pedals more?
Exactly.
That makes a lot of sense. Well, you should try some PF Flyers. Very similar to Chuck's.
All right.
Where do you get them?
Zappos. Yeah, so there's plugs all around. Are they good prices? What are you doing?
We're all taking pictures with our new toys.
And yours has a flash in the back?
Apparently.
Holy crap.
That's awesome.
Mine doesn't have a flash in the back.
No, ours don't.
Because I would always make comments about... crappy, you know.
I look at that, it even made you a Warhol.
Crappy cameras.
Aww. Well, but I can do that.
Yeah,
I can do that. But there's an app. There's an app, for a simulated flash on the iPhone?
Well, actually, the program I was showing them before we started was called Hipstamatic, and it's basically like a toy camera app, but you can change out lenses and film and flash, simulated flash, and it's really, really fun to play with.
And it works reasonably well.
Yeah,
you've got a bunch of apps on your phone.
Yeah,
I did get AppBox Pro after you told me to get AppBox Pro, but I don't have much. You know what I sat down? The first thing I wanted to figure out on my iPhone was the ringtones. Custom ringtones. That's just what I wanted. And luckily, with a few little modifications, I was able to figure out the custom ringtones. So I've got all kinds of anything I have, I can make into a damn ringtone. that's the only thing I wanted to do. And now I'll start acquiring apps and be one of those people. What were we talking about? What were we going to talk about? What? It's got competitive prices. But with that free shipping back and forth, see, a lot of times what I use them for is stuff that I can't find around here to answer that question. So, like, I was able to get a nice pair of New Balance football cleats for when I officiate football because I'm on my feet all the time and New Balance really seems to fit me well. And so I just needed a nice pair of cleats for officiating. And so I was able to find them there and the price was competitive, but with the free shipping, it made it the place to buy. So was it a little bit more expensive than say East Bay? Yes, but East Bay doesn't offer free shipping, so it kind of evens out. But I really, what you're looking at is the selection on Zappos.
I've had to send shoes back to Zappos, and it's real easy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's that free shipping both ways. But that's cool. We were going to talk about books.
We were
books.
I'm waiting patiently.
Reading books because I don't read much, but I recently did finish Dashiell Hammett's The Thin Man. Now I'm a huge fan of the Thin Man movies. I'm actually a huge fan of most things William Powell did, but the book and the movie very dissimilar, which you would expect. I mean, books are never translated directly into movies, but we'll get into why here later. But I did ask before the show, and I wish I had asked on the show proper, if Jason reads, and his response was,
I can read.
I can read, goddammit. it's a shame you went to Sierra, but you can still read. So congratulations for rising above your circumstances.
I could tell you all about Dick and Jane.
There you go. Mm-hmm. But so on a regular basis, what is some of the reading material that you enjoy?
Usually, if it's fiction, it's all about like fantasy, you know, not like the dirty fantasy. So get your all heads out the gutter.
Not like I'm a black guy.
Hello, baby.
Say, no, baby.
Yeah, fantasy books and a lot of like, I guess you could say political books for nonfiction. I don't know.
So you're like history almost? Or is this just like current, like Glenn Beck's
current
books?
Current events, yeah. Glenn Beck, John Stewart. You know, yeah. I don't necessarily lean to one side when it, though. I like to read it all and just kind of absorb.
Yeah. You must know what your enemy is thinking.
I must.
Yes. Yeah, so they're all your enemies since you're just right down the middle.
It's funny you say Glenn Beck because the last one I read was Arguing with Idiots. So.
Oh, really? No, I am so. Yeah. Glenn Beck. Talk about, you know, Glenn Beck and Rush Limbaugh cut from the same cloth. Former disc jockeys.
I disagree. But...
Well, they come from the same background. They're former disc jockeys. I mean, because Rush Limbaugh started out as Jeff Christie on the Jeff Christie Show, or anything can happen. He was a big disc jockey in Pittsburgh, and he moved, and he ended up doing his talk shtick when he ended up, I think, in a different market. And then it just grew from there. And Glenn Beck is the same thing. He started out as just a jock.
Right.
And he realized, okay, this is where the money is. And so it's really all just it's just show. It's show business. And whether he believes in that stuff or not, it doesn't matter. He has the audience, and he acts like he believes it. So it is what it is. And I look at it from a very cynical point of view. Because
it's wrestling.
It is just wrestling. You are right. That is a wonderful analogy.
Political
it's
wrestling.
Just pro wrestling on talk radio. And then it moves to TV. And yeah, and Glenn Beck is the new Rush Limbaugh, essentially. Because
But we still have the old one. So
well, we still have the old one.
The old one can go.
The old one is old. And the new
it's
one
like
is
people
new.
Saying that Lady Gaga is the new Madonna. We've still got Madonna.
Yeah, unfortunately, except Madonna looks like Johnny Depp in that new movie. And I just still don't know why they didn't cut out the middleman and just cast her. But all that political stuff, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, and I listened to Rush Limbaugh specifically to learn how to do talk radio. And once I had gleaned enough of how he did his stuff and why he did his stuff, I did some talk radio on a conservative station. Just use the tricks, you know? And so I did it. You know, I listened to it, learned from him.
Went, Democrat bad, Republican good.
Pretty much, yeah. Spin, 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 spin. So I did that, you know? And am I proud of it? Eh, you don't have to be
of
proud of everything you do. You don't have to be. But if you can make people mad, boy, I love making people mad. You know why? It's because when people are mad, they call. And when people call, the show is much better.
Yeah.
Just you sitting in a room going, you know what I think I like? Nobody gives a shit. But when people are mad, they call. And so you want to be vague. You want to be vague with your monologue. You do a 20-minute monologue, and then you take calls for the rest of the time. And if you can be vague on your monologue, people will call. There's the trick for you. So, Colin, if you ever want to get into talk radio, learn to be vague.
And cease and desist orders.
Yes. God, I would love some of those. But so, yeah, reading. Reading is big. And I just don't. I read the paper. I mean, I just don't like fiction.
You're one of the few that do.
I'm really not a fiction kind of guy, but you love to read.
I do.
I mean, you make a point of reading an ass load of freaking books. So,
yes, I do.
So why don't you, here's your moment to shine.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Talk about books.
What do you want to know?
Well, what's your favorite thing to read?
Mysteries.
Mysteries.
Definitely
mysteries. You have
mysteries.
A favorite author? Or are you one of those people that don't like to play favorites?
No,
like some people we know.
My favorite author.
I said, what is that little pussy?
Poor Justin.
Justin doesn't like to play favorites.
No. Just
no.
I want to make sure that everybody's happy.
Right. Okay.
You're Canada.
Pretty much. Canada or Switzerland, one of the two. So okay.
Okay.
Books,
so
favorite authors.
Favorite authors. If you want to stay with mystery, it'd probably have to be J.D. Robb, Charlene Harris.
Names that I just have no clue what this
means.
I know.
No.
But you asked the question.
I did. I asked the question. I asked the question, so I will allow you to answer.
Were you hoping Arthur Conan Doyle?
Oh, I do like him.
Dashiell Hammett?
I've started to read the old stuff. So I started reading Dashiell Hammett and the Sherlock Holmes books and things like that, and they're wonderful.
Did you start reading the Sherlock Holmes to compare to the Sherlock Holmes movie that recently came out?
I did. Yeah. And
how does that compare? Not at all?
No. I mean, they made, in the movie, they made him more...
More tough.
More action.
Yeah, definitely more tough, more... You know, I can kick your ass as opposed to I can outthink you, which is
But actually, he did both.
In the movie, he outthinks you
while
he outthinks
your
how he's going to kick your ass.
Exactly. Which was really cool, I found phenomenal,
which was one of the reasons I really liked
the books.
The movie
are well written, and I mean, I found myself laughing through a lot of them.
He
wrote really well.
Yeah. And the only fiction that I've read in a long time, I think before this, the last fiction I read was Sock by Penn Jillette.
That was years ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. Not a bad book. I mean, a little colored because
I couldn't get into it.
I am quite the, you know, Penn Jillette file. But no, this was wonderful. This Dashiell Hammett, The Thin Man, the original Thin Man by Dashiell Hammett. Hammett is a writer. Boy, he can write up a storm.
I got a book from the library called 21 Lost Stories.
Okay.
And they were all good.
Yeah.
But there was one in particular, and of course I can't remember the name of it, but it was... I was reading it in the car while I was waiting to go into school.
Yeah.
And it was so good. I was so into it that at one point I was just like, oh my God, what? It was a short story.
Yeah.
And he just completely drew me in and freaked me out.
Hammett is very talented. And for those of you who have watched the Thin Man movies, the way that the Thin Man movies end with the group and the whole reveal, that's a product of the movies. That didn't happen in the book. In fact, I thought it was strangely anticlimactic when he revealed the killer in the book. But what I liked about the book was it was so much more gritty and real. More real life to it. It was just, you know, there's no black and white. It's all gray. And in the book, two things about the movie. The movie had to be made in a very short amount of time, 2 weeks total. And it had to be, I think, modified to fit a content guideline of the day.
Yes.
So there's a lot of stuff in the book that had to be left out.
That's why Dorothy was such a sweetheart.
Yeah, it dealt with incest and it dealt with morphine and drug use. And so there was...
Being a slut.
Yes, a lot of gray areas in the book. But, and you know... Remember, this was the 30s. This book was written in the 30s, and it just resonates. It resonates today. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing how well written this book is, how just gritty and real. And so the movie and the book, not terribly similar, although the characters of Nick and Nora, good enough. You know, they did a good enough transition to the screen, but it was the only... I haven't read fiction in a long time, and I loved it. I really loved the way Hammett writes.
Well, and after I bought The Thin Man and The Maltese Falcon together.
Right.
And I have to read The Maltese Falcon. And then I just got another one of his books, The Glass Key.
Okay.
And so I'll let you know.
Okay.
How good. I can't imagine they'll be bad.
Yeah.
You know.
No, I've got this book on doo-wop that you bought me by Cousin Brucey Morrow that I've got to get reading.
Cousin Brucey. I listened to him on the 60s.
Cousin Brucey. Yeah, what I've read recently, I read the autobiography of Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller, which was fun. I read the autobiography of Carl Gardner, which was terribly written, but, you know, good to know. I mean, he's an old man.
I want to read that. I need to borrow that.
Yeah, okay, I'll let you borrow. But yeah, so usually what I read about is what I'm interested in, old music and these people that were big in the 50s and members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But so thank you for turning me on to some fiction that I can actually say I enjoy.
You're welcome.
Now, Colin, you're big into this reading stuff.
Not so
you,
much these days.
You often, yeah, but oftentimes at lunch when we work together, I would find you in the seat of shame up in the cafeteria all alone reading a book as opposed to socializing.
Right.
And but what's like you
socializing?
I know. He's so freaking overrated. But so like what do you like? What's your like Terry Pratchett?
Right. I like Terry Pratchett. I like Christopher Moore is awesome.
Okay.
Awesome. Very funny writer.
None of this stuff.
What does Christopher Moore write?
The Littlest Angel.
Yeah, not The Littlest Angel.
The Stupidest Angel. The Stupidest Angel.
And Lamb, which had to do with Jesus, the true story of Jesus. And Lust Lizard of Melancholy Cove.
Well, in the vampire
Fool,
books.
Fool, the vampires, Blood You Suck, Fiends. And Blood Sucking Fiends.
You Suck. He just had a new one called Bite Me.
Yeah, his humor is just punch you in the gut funny. It's just so, you'd have to try it. You really have to try it. Christopher Moore, Moore. Well worth it. Mm-hmm. And then Terry Pratchett, it saddens me so much that he has Alzheimer's now.
Mm. No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's been fighting it for a long time.
Yeah.
And he's on his, he's
isn't it funny how we raise these people that we revere to the status of immortal, and when we find that they're human, it just devastates
us. I know, when Robert Aspirin died, it was crushing to me.
Yeah.
You know who he was, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I had to come to terms with this a lot, because all the music that I listen to, these people are dead or dying.
Just recently, a couple of weeks ago.
If I find a chance to see people, and I learned a long time ago, because I passed up a chance years ago when we were still working at the radio station to see Junior Walker and the All-Stars. 2 weeks later, Junior Walker dies. Ugh. And so that really drives the point home for me that if I want to see something and I have the opportunity, but I better do it. Otherwise, these people will die, and they will die without me getting a chance to actually experience it. So, but at least with, you know, Terry Pratchett, you've got a collection.
Yes, there are a lot of Discworld novels, and he did several young adult novels.
It seems the food has arrived.
It has.
Lunch.
Woo.
But yeah, he's done several young adult novels as well. And
yeah.
It doesn't matter how large the body is, though. I still want more.
Right, sure. Mm-hmm.
And his daughter, apparently.
You have a ravenous appetite.
Yeah, she's writing, but she wrote the plot to Mirror's Edge, that video game.
Really?
Not very well received.
No.
So I'm afraid she's not going to be able to pick up the torch.
That wasn't.
Well, you know, I think part of the problem, especially with children of famous people, is they don't get a chance. They don't get that chance to develop. They're expected to be great right off the bat. Look at Jack Elway, John Elway's kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he went to Cherry Creek, terribly overrated at Cherry Creek, ended up going to Arizona, I think, and couldn't hack it. You know, unfortunately, when you're in someone who's
you're in the shadow
of someone who is considered to be great, you can't be any less than great. You're not given that chance to fuck up repeatedly, and you need that chance. You have to develop, and it's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's so impossible to do that when everybody knows your parents' body of work.
Goose Gossage's son both of them went to Wasson. The Goose Gossage graduated with my mom. The boy graduated with me.
Member of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
And
the kids couldn't live up to, look at Gordie Howe's kids. You know, it's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Not often. Now, Brett Hull is kind of the exception. He was, you know, probably as good as his dad. I mean, never as good, but he still had a lengthy career. But it just doesn't happen very often, because living in that shadow is impossibly tough. So that's probably going to be what this kid's going to run into. Whether she's a great writer or not, it doesn't matter. She's a Pratchett, and so she must live up to that. Now, because, you know, unfortunately, fans are dicks.
Yes, we are.
Fans are dicks.
They are.
They expect way too much.
That they own you.
Yeah.
And John Scalzi is a new kind of up and coming. He wrote Old Man's War. It's science fiction stuff.
Yeah.
Really good writer and everything. And he was talking about how fans kind of feel like they're very demanding of him. Like, he'll get emails of, you know, do this for me, you know.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. I've never done anything like that.
So. Well, and that's that whole, like, that fan fiction genre that people get into, where they then suddenly believe that they know more about the characters, or those idiot people who just love Star Trek and can quit. It's like, you didn't write the fucking show, all right? You watched it. Oh, my God. Listen to me. You watched the show. So you don't know as much about it as you think you do.
And there's the fact
are you a big Star Trek fan?
Idiot person who likes Star Trek right here.
Not what I mean, but do you like start... So,
do you feel like you could tell them why they're doing it wrong or anything? Like, there's this
level.
Happened this way here, but then it happened here. Explain that. How did that happen?
There's this level of people that believe that because they're a huge fan, they know more about it than the people
that
created it.
The whole Star Trek universe. Yes, I know. I understand that.
Are you that person?
No.
I didn't think so. I would think that you are
Justin's looking a little guilty.
You are much too polite. we'll get to Justin in a second. But I would say that Jason's, you're much too polite to ever believe that you could do something, you know, you wouldn't go up to somebody and say, I could do that better, whether you could or not.
Ready to direct George Takei.
There you go.
Oh, my.
So, Justin, you have this look on your face like you're guilty.
No, not that I'm guilty. It's just that it's the show's made up.
Yeah.
How can you know about something if it's made up.
Exactly. No, I get
so that. You can make up stuff.
Yeah.
And it'll be accurate. You know why? Because it's all made up.
Yeah. No, but there's that genre, and the people that do that with Harry Potter, these Harry Potter fanfic writers, you know, they love to take this shit off into different directions and think they can do it better.
Although was one book that even J.K. Rowling says, wow, that was really well written, and I wish I thought of that.
Yeah.
But no, the eighth book happened this way, not your way. But somebody wasn't pleased with how it ended, so they wrote their own eighth book.
I'm interested in seeing that.
That girl was that. Yeah, I think it was a girl. Was it a girl? Yeah, it was. And it was so well received, she got a contract from a publishing company to write some books because it does happen.
Right. So one out of about 5,000 morons.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
5,000.
And if you can pass through 50, all the gay, you know, sex that through all these, you know.
Oh, was it slash fiction?
No. Fan fiction. When somebody says fan fiction to me, the first thing I think of is, okay, who's having sex with who? That's the first thing that they write about, you know? And
well, it's usually written by fat, pimply-faced people who can't get any, so they fantasize about it, so they transfer.
Because he's really cool.
I know, it should be really cool. Shot imaging each other. Oh, my God.
Wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't it be cool if Sulu was actually gay? Oh my God.
Surprise.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, my.
Yeah, George Takei. He's
such an awesome guy.
A spokesperson for the gay community right there.
Yeah.
He's very well spoken.
Yeah. And just a genuinely nice guy. When I saw him at a convention, this was just before Enterprise had been decided, and it was still up in the air, and there were some geeks who wanted the story of Sulu, Captain Sulu and his ship to be the next Star Trek thing, and they made up a t-shirt and everything. And what does he do? He comes right out on stage, big applause. He takes off his jacket. He's wearing the freaking t-shirt.
He's got an excellent sense of humor about himself, too.
Yeah, I've heard that about him.
Awesome.
And he signed my Bulbasaur.
Well, he probably enjoyed it.
He wanted my other Bulbasaur.
Right. Oh,
my.
He's like, well, let me get a little closer to this and find the for you. No, I'm finding it right now. Don't look.
Yeah, so I've got a raging clue right pen. Now.
That's not a pen at all. That's not even ink.
Oh.
Wow. That's going to be, so that's what kind of show this is going to be.
Apparently, that's it's, where we're well, digressing.
It's a make fun of Justin show.
Hey.
We had make fun of Colin Day already. We're not going to make fun of Jason. He's too polite.
I could be a dick real fast.
You could. Try it.
Try being a dick.
Try being a dick. Just once.
Let me get into character.
All right.
Wait, it's coming.
I don't know.
That's what she said.
The dick is coming.
And scene.
Yeah.
That's it. So, yeah, can't do it, can you?
No, it's hard.
Yeah, I know.
It's hard
it comes natural to me, but, you know, you'd have to know why the way we were raised. We come by it, honestly.
We do.
It's in our blood. But, books. Books are fun.
Books are fun.
Yeah.
And then I think the last book that I read was... Graveyard.
Oh, the Graveyard book.
Graveyard book.
Ooh, Graveyard book.
Neil Gaiman.
How was it?
Awesome.
Neil Gaiman has his hands in like everything. Yeah. You can't swing a dead cat without hitting Neil Gaiman.
Well, this, I don't know if you know what Graveyard book's about, but basically a kid, it's kind of like the Jungle Tale, only the kid was left at a graveyard.
The Tale of Sambo?
Jungle Book.
Jungle Book, I'm sorry.
I was about to say.
Nah. Okay, Jungle Book. So the kid's raised in a graveyard by ghosts.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
It is an awesome book.
Sorry, I was raised by ghosts.
It's I guess it's considered young adult, but
it won
there's
the
a
Newbery
lot of young
Award.
Adult books that are good for everybody. So.
That read it. I like the premise. Well worth checking I really out. Do.
Yeah. And basically the kid was supposed to have been killed with his family, but he was like 2, I think, and he wandered out of the house while it was going on. But the person who was supposed to kill him is still trying to find him to kill him.
Ah, so. Interesting.
It's very well
really,
written.
Really
is it going to be a series?
No, I don't think so. There might be a movie, though. I thought I'd heard.
Really?
I thought I heard that.
Well, it's Neil Gaiman, of course.
But there was also supposed to be a Lenore movie, and look what happened.
Yeah, but Neil Gaiman's awesome. Had.
Wouldn't it?
That would have been awesome.
Lenore, the cute little dead girl. Boy, that's fun stuff.
I love Lenore.
Yeah. And Wow. What was the last book you wrote? You read.
You wrote.
The last book I read?
Yeah.
Was the Glenn Beck arguing with...
Remember?
Well...
We tackled it not 10 minutes
Alzheimer's.
ago.
Alzheimer's. What was it? The maple syrup. Alzheimer's. What's the book you're reading now?
There's a book I'm reading now?
Is there a book you're reading now?
I need to find one.
Okay. How about you?
What is your favorite book?
Favorite book?
Of all time.
It's going to sound so,
It's okay. You're among people who won't judge you.
He already is.
I know. Play the song.
Okay. Hold on. I'll get it ready.
It's you'll get it ready?
He'll have the song ready to play for you.
The Lord of the Rings is probably my favorite of all time.
Oh.
No?
Okay, fine. I remember reading something about a Hobbit once when I was in elementary school, and I don't know, it just didn't resonate with me. But I know there's this. I'm really in the minority there. So you have
I think it's in the genre. Room. There's not a lot of. I mean, as far as that's fantasy. A lot of people just aren't into that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I can't impugn that.
You impugn it all the time.
Thought it was a great book. You know, the movies didn't do the book justice.
Yeah, and I haven't seen them.
But what movies would really? I mean,
I know.
That's the problem facing that.
Justin, last book you read?
Last book I read, I would probably have Wizard of Oz. I have read the Wizard of Oz. No, that was I did finally read the Wizard of Oz and actually quite enjoyed it.
Really?
Yeah, it's so much different than the movie is like somebody read the Wizard of Oz. That's told it to somebody else, and that person told somebody to write a book about, write a movie about it.
So it's one of those stories that gets all.
Oh yeah,
up
oh yeah. Where the movie ended, that was half the book.
Really,
there's more shit going on, and it was really interesting.
Does she ever get her dog Toto? Does she ever get her and her little dog too?
No, actually Witch dies pretty quickly on there, actually.
Damn. Well, what about the chick on the bike? Does she ever?
I don't even think she was in the book.
I don't think she was in
what?
The book.
No,
well,
she was
hell?
In the book. No, no.
What the hell? This is a ripoff.
It was complete. Like I said, it was like somebody told somebody else about this great book that they read. And
are you going to continue the series? Get through them all?
You know what? It interested me enough.
Yeah.
I would probably do that. Well, of course, and I've read through all the Harry Potters, started on the, American Gods. I just couldn't get through American Gods.
I had trouble with that one.
I liked that book.
It was good, but I guess my expectations of where I wanted him to go with this didn't go
fan fiction.
No, you're right. Seriously.
Well, you're right, yourself.
No, it was a nice premise. It was it was a pretty good start, and then it just kind of didn't really do what you
And for me, I'm just not big on, hey, I'm kind of bored. I'm not going anywhere with this book. Hey, let's add sex. Everything's better with titties. You know, go on.
Fair enough. It's the Son of Cheese Half Hour Power Hour, and this is definitely an episode that I had no business presiding over, given my limited access to books. What is it Mark Twain said? Those who do not read have no advantage over those who can't read. It's bullshit, because I can still read, and anytime I want, I can pick up a book. So fuck you, Mark Twain. Why don't you suck it? This is Derek Knight from SonOfCheese.com, Colin Burton from FizzleAndPop.com. As per usual, joined us.
Take care.
My sister, the reader.
Bye-bye.
Jason Ozant, big into the fantasy.
Thanks, everybody.
And RedRumRadio.com is where you can find him. And Justin Carmichael, the Jew-Wario, also big into the reading.
Mark Twain also said, classics are books that everyone wants read, but nobody wants to read.
There you go. Well, there you go. Mini quote. Maybe we can just do a whole show on quotes next time. Fuck Montrose. We'll be back again next Wednesday right here at SonOfCheese.com.